From Tidbits on September 23rd, 2013, this is Extra Bits by Tidbits staff. iPhone 5S and 5C sales top 9 million. Put rumors of lacking iPhone sales to rest. Apple has announced they have sold over 9 million of the new models in just 3 days. It's the biggest iPhone launch yet, nearly doubling the iPhone 5 launch weekend sales of 5 million. Also, more than 200 million iOS devices are now running iOS 7, which is double the number of devices upgraded to iOS 6 over the same period a year ago, and perhaps as much as 60% of the currently installed base. Touch ID already defeated. The Chaos Computer Club has reportedly figured out how to defeat Touch ID, the fingerprint scanner in the iPhone 5S, with a fake finger. The method involves taking a 2400 DPI picture of an approved fingerprint, laser printing the image with a thick toner setting, and smearing latex on top to create a mold. Starbug, the hacker who performed the tests, said that the main difference between Apple's sensor and others is that Apple's has a higher resolution. Gonzo tells from the Apple Store. At McSweeney's, the pseudonymous J.K. Appleseed, an Apple genius, shares insider tales from the Apple Store, including training the elderly, comparing the genius bar to the wall from Game of Thrones, and even a fist fight. Along the way, Appleseed drops interesting Apple Store trivia. Did you know that each glass step in an Apple Store costs over $35,000 to install? Lock screen vulnerability found in iOS 7. In iOS 7.0, a vulnerability has been discovered that allows anyone to bypass the lock screen passcode. Swipe up from the bottom to access Control Center, then open the clock app, then hold the sleep-wake button until the option to power off the phone comes up. Tap cancel, then quickly double-press the home button, which brings up the multitasking screen, providing access to most open apps. Oops! To eliminate the problem for now, just disable Control Center on the lock screen in Settings Control Center. An Apple spokesperson said the company is working on a fix. Tanya Ingst on MacBreak Weekly. Our own Tanya Ingst joined Andy Anatko, Mike Elgin, and Renee Ritchie on Twit's MacBreak Weekly to discuss iOS 7, the iPhone 5S and iPhone 5C, and whether it's wise to bring a non-Apple phone to an Apple press event. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, CrashPlan, Smile, and ScanSnap. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Josh Centers, and thanks for listening.